This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Friday, buddies.
I do appreciate Dan Patrick leaving the xylophone here for us to use.
Very kind.
And Joel, I'm always impressed by your skills. Joel on the xylophones, on the ones and twos. Danny G on the phone, super producing. Danny G at 877-99 on Fox. We got Nick Cope. We got Spot on video. Spot just posted some videos from yesterday. We were talking crazy Little League parents. Please check it out at Covino and Rich. And if you miss anything, remember, it's on the podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Remember, when we're not filling in for Dan Patrick, day three of the Dan Patrick hat trick, we're on every day, 2 p.m. on the West and 5 p.m. on the East. So, yeah. Hey, affiliates, get us on there if we're not on there already.
Yeah, you like this? Every afternoon, we'll hang. All right, we are live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And by the way, the hottest rookies, the biggest superstars and all-time greats, the only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Now, before we go to your phone calls, we'll wrap this up. Diehard fan or dumb fan? The guy that watches when his team's getting blown out.
I like John McClain. I like diehard.
Diehard fan.
But I don't tune out of a Yankee game just because they're losing. You know. And again, they were losing big. Rich is the type of guy that says, you know what? No, I'm going to prioritize my day with something else then. And then tunes in if someone texts him, hey, they're coming back.
I mean, I feel like that's wise. If you don't think that's wise, I don't know what to tell you. Jeff in Michigan, you're on with Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
What's up?
Hey, so I know you guys are talking a lot of close or blowout games, people leaving early, but I got a better story for you. So here's about some State fans. A handful of years ago, we were over in Ann Arbor watching the U of M Michigan State debacle. And so, yeah, you know what happens at the end, a botch punt. But the thing that saved us is that we get about a half hour north after the game, get dinner. Here you got a couple of a family with some kids there and said, hey, you know what? Hey, great game. Congrats to you guys. The kids look at each other, look at mom and dad. You can just tell from right then and there. They did not even stay for the end of that game. So I don't know what's worse.
I think missing the moment because you left early does suck. People, it's going to happen. I get it. I mean, Covino, I know you're going to say there's reasons because we were doing a listener event, but we left a Yankees game once. We had a Covino and Rich event at a game. We left and then Stanton hit a walk-off and you missed it.
I missed it, and I hated myself for it. Yeah, why would I do that again?
All right, Cole, you know? In Florida, you're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, Cole.
Hey, guys. Look, I got one, four words for you. Game 162. I was there, and I'm literally, almost passed out drunk by the fifth inning because we're getting blown out. And a buddy of mine says, let's go. Let's leave. And I said, no, wait. Let's wait one more inning.
No, you didn't. You said, no, let's wait. Let's wait one more inning.
Yeah, what's happening? That's what you sounded like.
That's exactly how it was, right? So we wait. And of course, they're scoring by the time we're leaving the game, and I get to the car just in time to hear the radio broadcast of Johnson's home run to tie the game, and I'm looking at him with, like, these steely eyes, drunk as can be, just looking at him like, dude, we could have been there. This is history. And he's like, that's all right. We're going to find a bar. We got tickets. Nobody will know. I'm like, I don't know. So, no. Yeah. You know.
That's when you tell. That's when you tell everyone you know you were there. That's what you tell.
No, see? Bad character. Don't everybody please know. You know why? Because we get a lot of.
I tell my kids all the time, it's a free country. You're allowed to be wrong. And that is completely wrong thinking.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I agree. And we get a lot of feedback, and not all of it's positive. Most of it is like, yo, Covino and Rich, you're the best. But every once in a while, it'll be like, yo, you know, when you said this, hey, and I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say that. Rich said that. I want all of your hate tweets to go to Rich right now.
Okay, fair.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Two more quickies, and then I want to talk about boozing and drinking at the stadium. I agree with
boozing
Philadelphia, Philly pitcher Matt Strom. We'll get to that. Ralph in New York. Hey, Ralph. Ralph. Let's go to Britton in Indiana. What's up, Britton?
How you guys doing? I was want to dive back into that Spurs and Miami incident. I went into a local B-Dubs here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I was wearing my LeBron jersey, all proud and everything like that, and I seen a sea of black and gray, and I didn't know that Indiana supported the Spurs like that. And when they were getting beat and just destroyed throughout the entire duration of the game, everyone was just pointing at me and laughing and yelling and everything. And then at the end when LeBron missed the three, and then they dished it back out to Ray Allen in the corner and sunk it right over Manu and I think Kawhi,
yep.
I stood up and that was the loudest I've ever been in public in my entire life. And I looked everyone in a black and gray jersey in the eye and laughed. It was the greatest day I've ever had.
Britton, I'll tell you what. This is true.
You, the Javi Baez of radio, the guy who gives up all the time?
Oh,
Rich? Yeah, let me hear about it.
That game that we speak of, the legendary Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs game, the Ray Allen three-pointer, maybe the most clutch three-pointer in NBA Finals history. I remember where I was because I almost got in a fight with someone. And
you?
I'm not a confrontational guy. I am not, believe it or not. I was on a adventure. I was on a little vacation.
Well, some people say guys like you, you know, when pushed to the limit are the ones you need to fear. Because it all just explodes.
I'm a calm guy.
Yeah, because his face will just beat up somebody's fist.
Right, yeah. It's like angry Mickey Mouse.
Oh, hey!
You're right. You don't want
to make him. Mister.
Like to push
body blow. Body blow.
Yo, don't push this guy. Because I'm a calm guy.
Finish him.
Joel, I'm in.
Joel gave you the old school Flashback Friday original punch out.
Body blow.
Body blow.
I love that.
Body blow.
That's why we love Joel.
I love that. That was my favorite arcade game ever.
So, Joel, get this. I'm on a little vacation with some friends, but the guys in the group, like the husbands and other dudes, want to watch this game. So we're in the Bay Area. Did wine tasting with the wife and her friends and the husbands and all that. But we're like, yo, we got to pause what we're doing and hit up a bar to watch the Spurs Heat game. We did. It was sort of a sassier place, a little snooty.
Was it a place called Swank?
Might as well.
Was your bartender's name Damo?
So,
hey, Damo, let me get a drink.
There's a guy at the bar that told the bartender, can you please turn the volume down? In fact, can you turn the game off? And we're like, turn the game off. Turn the volume down. Oh. This is when there was like 2 minutes left.
Was he getting snooty?
Snooty?
And it was like a
snotty.
Like it was like a sassier seafood place. And they were like, hey,
well, hold on. Why would you go to that type of place to watch the end of the game in the first place?
So far, you're in the wrong. I'm trying to figure out.
Why did you go to this swanky place to, like, you know, root for this game?
Dude, it was like wine country. Am I going to find a Buffalo Wild Wings in the middle?
Fair
question. Let me find the Hooters in the middle of Sausalito.
Fair.
Hooters of Healdsburg?
Yeah. Let me go to Healdsburg, California and find a dive bar. Come on.
But it makes sense. Go ahead.
And the guy's like, we're going to have to turn this game off and the volume down. I got in his face. I'm like, this is the NBA Finals, buddy. And I like.
Listen to your buster.
I listen. It was like, as you say.
You listen to me.
It was like Mickey
Mouse. And you listen good.
getting all mad on South Park or something.
Wow, man.
But yeah, I remember where I was, and I was, and the guy got clammed up because he's like, "Oh my God, this kid stepped to me.
This guy means business."
And he's like, "All right,
drink your Cabernet Sauvignon.
Allow these hoodlums.
Leave me alone."
Right. And they kept the volume on, and he sort of like apologized. And I was like, "Oh, look at that. He got all intimidated."
Wow.
Yeah, because a guy in a wine bar is really gonna step up.
Richard's gonna hit him with his flip flop.
He really was in the Bay Area, because at first I thought he was going to say he was in the Yay area, but he wasn't. He
nope.
wasn't.
Nope.
No. Yo, if I'm stepping up to someone, you know it's a weak area. You know it's about you.
You were about to reach for the wine opener.
You were in the right, though. You were in the right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Covino and Rich. I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich Davis. Again, Joel and Danny G are here. Spot and stick around, because Nick has your updates. But, you know, we got to talk about Matt Strom and what he said. And hey, look, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, Barry Horowitz style, give myself a little Pat Sajak on the back. But, you know, we did say this.
Or a Pat Summerall.
No, we did say that right away. When baseball said, when certain teams said that they were going to extend drinking to the eighth inning, we're like, well, that just sounds like an obvious money grab. What happened to safety?
My point is
we said it the day and minute we heard about this, but Matt Strom has come out publicly from the Phillies to say that he agrees.
Yeah, he said the reason we stopped selling alcohol in the seventh inning before was to give the fans some time to sober up and drive home safe. Correct? So now, with the faster paced game, if the game is going to finish quicker, why do we not move beer sales back to the sixth? Give fans even more time to sober up and drive home. Instead, we're going to the eighth inning. And now you're putting our fans and our family at risk, driving home drunk with people who just had beers 20 minutes ago. And I'll say this, I 100% agree. Baseball, you can't say, it's all about the families, put up the nets for safety, do this, it's all for the kids.
No drinking after the seventh inning, yeah. Which, you know, all the fans were like, man, come on. But then you realize, like, oh, I guess they're right.
I mean, Danny G, you were saying off the air during our pre-show meeting that every time you go to a Dodgers game, Covino, when you're in the Bronx and you see the bleacher creatures, don't you think these people need to be told when to stop drinking? I mean, like, if you didn't cut them off in the seventh, they would have like, one more,
hello.
Two more.
Yeah. We had that bozo on our show. The guy who ran onto the Dodgers
and
field
proposed
and proposed.
To his girl, yeah.
Remember he got pummeled by security?
Yeah.
He got laid out.
Ricardo and Ramona, the guy that was...
Ricardo Juarez, right?
Yeah.
He proposes to his wife, but they were kind enough to tell us the story right here on Fox Sports Radio on the Covino and Rich Show.
And what was the first thing Ramona said?
The first thing they said is they were plastered. Mm-hmm. They were drunk.
Yeah,
they were pre-gaming, and they drank too much that night. So he just ran out there. It wasn't something that he thought out. He ran out there on the field.
He was trashed.
Put himself in danger. Got pummeled on live television. And it's all because he was trashed. They all were.
But that didn't happen at the game. There were videos of them pounding fireball shots on a bus to the game.
But I'm sure they were drinking at the game, too.
You know what, Spot? I'll just say
Just saying.
But when you're in the stands there at Dodger Stadium, especially the outfield, people are drinking $22 beer as if it's water, like one after the other. Like, you see people chugging it and spending their mortgage payment on alcohol. Right. And you know, and I get it because
by the way, Danny G, those tall boys are like 20-something bucks each.
A sporting event in Los Angeles, and you could probably say that for some other major cities as well, it's like a concert atmosphere, and drinking is a big part of it. I get it. But if you're going to speed up the game, then you got to adjust your sales.
I'll say this. One of my favorite sayings someone told me years ago was that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else, right? Like, think about work, right? Hey, can you pick up some overtime? You're saying yes to the overtime work. You know what you're saying no to? Time with your kids or your wife or your friends. Hey, you go out with your wife. What are you saying no to? Maybe watching the game. Everything you do, you're saying no to something else. By saying yes to drinking in the eighth inning now, you're saying no to safety. And I'm not a stick in the mud. I like to party. Pull that quote. I like to party. But listen, I've been one.
Rich will split a pitcher of root beer with anybody.
Bro, I like to throw back some drinks like the next guy. I like to, you know, have an edible from time to time. I like to have fun. I'm not a lame-o. But I'll tell you this. If you're at the game and you're trying to promote safety,
you are a lame-o, though. You are a lame-o.
Thanks.
All right.
If you're trying,
yeah, I agree.
If you're, thanks, Joel. If you're trying to promote safety,
thirded.
If you're trying to promote safety, then don't give me this hogwash that like, oh, it's for, you know, we're just... No, you're looking at it as the game sped up, you lost some alcohol sales and some vending sales, and you're trying to make up for it.
That's exactly what happened.
Who's the guy over there picketing that the concessions are still open? That's Rich!
Yeah, but I do agree with Rich, and I do agree with Matt Strom. Like, it is what it is. Like, don't insult our intelligence. The reason you're extending it is because you got hit in the pocket because of the time clock, the pitch clock.
Yeah, and when you see a Dodger Stadium release, that sounded weird, Dodger Stadium release. When you see all these people coming out of the stadium, going to their cars, I'm not safety patrol guy. But there's a lot of people that probably shouldn't be getting behind the wheel of a car. But if you stop them in the seventh inning, they have a coffee, they sober up a little bit, shit. You got an hour. That at least helps the cause.
So now you're extending to eighth, now and you have saying, shorter innings.
Shorter innings, you're extending. So, I'm just saying, like, Spot, you can't.
Are you saying they should switch all beer sales to coffee sales?
I mean, but one could say, though, Spot, like, hey, how about you be a responsible
I was
adult
just going to say
don't put it on
these
the
are,
teams.
These
but,
are adults.
Right.
And if you're trashed.
That's on you.
That's on if you're going to have one, let's say one more beer that you can squeeze in over an inning, chances are by the seventh inning,
you're pretty hammered.
You're already hammered.
Yeah, but Spot,
and that one beer, while limiting the access, is doing something.
It's not going
to push the people that need it over the edge. Mm-hmm. The people that need to have it stopped, should be cut off in the fourth inning.
I know. I'm just saying
because
that.
Because they've probably pounded already five beers by the fourth inning.
Which is excessive.
Even
if you don't, even if you say, well, that's a little conservative, that's lame. They cut beer sales and alcohol sales off in the seventh inning for a reason. Because you know what? Most people, we talked about at the beginning of the show. Why do things get ruined? Because no one could be responsible, right? We said it at the beginning of the show. We're saying so many things in life get canceled because someone messes up. And you know what? In this case, it's a lot of people drinking and driving and causing some problems.
Like, and
now you're going to push it back to the eighth inning?
We knew this was going to happen. We're like, well, what's going to happen with the pitch clock? People are not going to want to wait in line. Concession stands are going to take a hit. It did happen. They realized it. And Danny G, I believe off the air, you said something about if you're going to make changes, if MLB is going to make changes, they have to deal with those consequences. There's going to be repercussions.
Well, let's be honest. If you're going to the ball game and you're driving anyway, you should be limiting yourself to, one or two drinks anyway. And if you stop, if you have those early in the game, you have a cup of coffee, you have a water, you have some food, that's a way different story than some J.O. pounding beers now in the eighth inning.
I go back to what Covino said. These are adults. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to have it. If you know you're driving, then you stop earlier. Because you're a responsible adult.
Cut yourself
if you're
now, maybe sixth inning.
A passenger, you can drink into the eighth inning.
But
how is it any different than a bar?
You think these boneheads?
How is it any different than a bar or a restaurant?
You think these boneheads are being responsible?
It's only different because, like as Rich said, MLB took this family-friendly approach, this safety approach by saying we're cutting it out at the seventh inning for these reasons.
And even stuff like,
now all of a sudden it doesn't matter.
Even stuff like we're putting up the nets for foul balls not to hurt people. Hey, but keep pounding those drinks.
So again, MLB games have been considerably shorter this season, largely thanks to the series of rule changes, mainly the pitch clock. And through the first week and a half of the season, average game time's down 31 minutes, on track to be the sport's lowest since 1984. And to combat the time crunch with the shorter games, at least four teams right now, the Diamondbacks, Rangers, Twins, and Brewers, have extended alcohol sales through the eighth inning. So where it used to be cut off at seventh inning is now eighth inning. Why? Because they're getting hit in the pocket, in the wallet. And Danny G, how did you put it earlier? You're like, hey, too bad. Isn't this what you called tough tatas?
Yeah, I said this is a little case of, hey, tough tatas. Like, if you don't like it, I mean.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
If you want the game to cater to a younger audience because now it goes faster, everybody's attention spans are shorter in our country, then something's got to give.
Right, there's a consequence. Yeah. You're not selling as much beer. But guess what? Maybe ratings will be up.
And you know what, though,
but
Covino?
Those sound like responsible teams, though.
Yeah. I look at it this way. Hey, look, they're fiscally responsible teams, not like life responsible. I will say this, to put a little bow on this. You're you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes and tell me that, oh, it's like good for the fans. This is a money grab. And if we accept it as a money grab, you know, don't tell me about player safety and fan safety and family friendly. If you're going to extend beer sales, you just want the money. Just say that and I'll at least appreciate your honesty.
They won't do this in Detroit. I guarantee it.
Really?
And the reason why is because our fans turn on our players. Yeah. Get out of here, Miggy!
I will say this, though. Alcohol at stadiums, easier to get now. Some of the newer stadiums, I know, I saw this at Dodger Stadium last year. I've seen it at Citi Field. I saw it at SoFi when we just went to SoFi a couple months ago. They have, like, beer kiosks now.
Yeah.
So there's no reason. No one's waiting two innings for a beer anymore because they have these every 30 yards, every 20, 30 yards, they have a refrigerator set up where you sort of grab your own drinks and then you bring them to the register.
Yeah, but you're waiting 45 minutes for the Boomstick Burger or, you know, whatever specialty item they're selling.
Shake Shack at Citi Field or the Cubano Gigante down in Miami.
Oh, so, yeah. Matt Strom of the Phillies, you got to give him props for speaking out against MLB. He disagrees with extending alcohol sales beyond the eighth inning now. And
it just shows you money talks, man. I'm not all bent about it. I'm just saying.
It's a bad. All right, put it this way. They could do what they want, but you're not fooling anybody. I'll say that it's just a bad look.
I think that's what
MLB.
I think that's what it is, Covino, and you can wrap with that. I think I don't like when someone tries to fool me.
Right.
You're not doing anyone a favor.
Tell us.
You're
you know what? We realized the shorter games means we're making less money at concessions, so we're extending it to the eighth inning.
Because we're financially getting hit and we're selfish. Don't preach player and fan safety and then be like, hey, guess what we're doing for you guys?
Yeah, it's a bad look.
For you guys? You're doing it for you.
Bad look for the MLB.
Even though
it's been a great season so far and the rule changes on the field have been fantastic, at least to me.
Do you think
they eventually adjust the pitch clock to combat this issue?
I do know is that will probably happen at some point, but don't do something for yourself and tell me it's for me. It's like buying a Christmas present for your wife that you're going to use and be like, honey, do you like the new golf clubs? You got me new. Oh, wait, no, those are really for me. Like, hey, honey, guess what I got for your birthday? A new 85-inch TV. Oh, really? You shouldn't have. Yeah, we could put it in the family room.
Yeah, but that would make up for all the grills that she bought you for Father's Day.
That is true. And all the ties and all the random stuff. All right, hey, we got more Covino and Rich. Your thoughts, you can always hit us up at Covino and Rich, but we're going to talk some food fights. We're going to talk some music. I have a random question about Nick Cage, and you're thinking, what the hell are you going to ask me about Nick Cage? Well, you'll find out next right here. CNR in for DP on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Just got word from super producer Danny G that we're going to do some giveaways today because it's Friday. We want to have fun. We're trying to bribe some Dan Patrick listeners.
All right, cool. We're going to try to figure out, in Dan Patrick style, what did we learn this week while filling in for DP?
What did you learn about Covino and Rich? And see how we just are straightforward. We're not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. They're called bribery balls. So we're trying to bribe you.
We give away Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs with our name on it and Fox Sports Radio in an attempt to get you to download the podcast and listen.
We're trying to bribe you to, continue listening to Dan Patrick when he returns, but check us out every day, 2 p.m. on the West, or subscribe to our podcast.
We're not like the MLB that's like, hey, we're doing this for you. You're not doing it for them. You're extending beer sales because, well, your pockets are getting hit because of the shorter games. Hey, guess what we're doing for you fans?
So again, yeah,
what,
we
baseball?
Agree.
What are you doing for the fans? We're extending beer sales for you.
We agree.
No, you're not.
With Phillies pitcher Matt Strom, who's saying, hey, come on. Like, this is ridiculous and unsafe for our friends and family and the fans who were drinking. And then 22 minutes later, when the game's over, even quicker, they're on the road.
Be an adult.
I agree. Look, you got to be an adult. You got to be responsible. But MLB has to also, like, not pretend that they're getting hit in the wallet now because of the quicker games, because it's insulting to us. And it's just a bad look overall on the MLB.
And to combat what Spot just said, grow up, be an adult. Spot, look around you. How many people are in debt? How many people make bad financial choices? How many people make bad life partner choices? How many people make bad decisions at work? You're acting like everyone's a responsible adult. Most people are dummies.
True. And you're listening to two of them right now.
Thank you.
Covino on Fox Rich. Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox.
I wanted to bring this up because, well, frankly, it fascinated me. Do you remember a while back, Tom Hanks went on a late night show or some show and he talked about his favorite movies? And we agreed that a lot of the ones Tom Hanks mentioned were great. The Forrest Gumps of the world, the League of Their Own, Big, we were saying was one of our favorites. We went through all of them. Green Mile. I mean, Tom Hanks is a legend. We don't need to get into Tom Hanks. But I saw that someone else recently did this.
Tom Hanks, big Cleveland Guardians fan, I believe.
I believe you're right. Nick Cage went on Stephen Colbert.
I saw that.
Who?
He said,
where? Why?
I prefer the term thespian over actor.
He really said that?
Yeah. He likes to be called.
I'm a thespian.
Kind of. It was out of context, but yes.
Colbert asked him, give me your top five Nick Cage movies.
Ooh.
And
top five?
Face Off better be number one.
Yo, bro.
Raising Arizona got to be in there.
The five that Nick Cage named were movies I either A, haven't seen, or B, don't deserve it. So Nick
maybe,
Cage,
maybe
tell me
that's
the Rock.
His ploy.
Yo, the Rock's got to be on the list.
Yo, Danny G, Nick Cage's list is like an artsy.
I mean, he is a thespian.
These are the movies that clearly he personally enjoyed. Because we didn't. I'm going to name them.
Yeah, a lot of times it's the experience they have making the movie, not necessarily the movie itself. I think that was what Tom Hanks said.
Yeah,
when
you know
he
what that's like,
his.
Spot? You know what that's like? It's like when the band goes on stage at a concert and they play the song they like. No one wants that. We want the song we like.
Yeah, well, then don't ask Nick Cage if you don't like his answer.
You know what? I did.
He's the source.
Stephen Colbert did, you jackass. I'll give you the five he shouted out, and then I want you to tell me your favorite Nick Cage movies, because I guarantee they are not these. Here are his top five. Pig. Mandy. Bring Out the Dead.
It's a decent movie.
Bad Lieutenant. Joe. No, these are not the ones.
Really? Yeah, but maybe that's his attempt to like balance out the box office draw. Like nobody saw, no one saw those movies, so he's just trying to get people to watch them.
Can I give you my top five Nick Cage movies? And I feel like
I'm surprised you got five like off the top of your head.
Well, I got like maybe three.
I looked up IMDb and I'm like, okay. I was like, oh, yeah, I can name five great ones.
Oh man, right, Face Off better be on your list.
Right, that's what I said. Should
Danny
be number
G.
one.
Danny G, top five Nick Cage movies. Tell me if you agree with me. Face Off.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Con Air.
Number two.
That's
a good one. Raising Arizona.
Classic.
I love Raising Arizona.
The Rock.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
And the other side of Nick Cage. Family Man.
Oh, that is
that's a good one.
Oh, you don't like that movie, Joe? Come on.
Oh, Family Man is way underrated.
So that's such a good movie. So
I'm going to throw in National Treasure because I'm a huge fan.
Oh, you know what, Spot? That is a good one.
Nick Cage is a national treasure.
What about
he is a national
for the
treasure.
Action hero people? What about he was in Kick-Ass? That was pretty cool.
Kick-Ass is very cool.
And if you want to go to the other side of Nick Cage over the Family Man, I choose City of Angels.
That's romance right
it's
there.
It's romance. Meg Ryan, very heartfelt, sad.
What about Honeymoon in Vegas?
Honeymoon in Vegas, great.
Or Moonstruck. I remember my dad watching that movie in the 80s.
My hand!
So, if you're telling me...
He took my hand!
...that I came up with a completely different list than Mr. Cage himself, this guy's unaware of what people like about him.
Remember, back in the early 80s, he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He was. That was his debut, right?
As Nicholas Coppola... Because he's a Coppola. No big role there. He was also in Valley Girl as Randy in 83. So he goes way back. For
Peggy
me,
Sue Got Married.
Peggy Sue Got Married, classic film. My top five, I think, includes Gone in 60 Seconds. That
Another
car is
one.
Just fantastic. The movie is just fantastic about cars.
You know what movie I liked that nobody liked? When he played Johnny Blaze in Ghost Rider. I did like
That's
that.
That's actually a pretty badass movie.
I thought you were going to say Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
No, I'm just giving that honorable mention because my top three are Face Off, Family Man, and Raising Arizona, because that was like my introduction to him, and I really enjoyed the soundtrack, which is just that guy singing.
He was,
but I liked him and John Goodman in that movie. I thought that movie was great, Raising Arizona. It takes me back. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a guy that you like, but your family and your parents like him too.
Nick Cage.
So his top five sort of stinks. I agree with you.
I also recommend watching that recent movie he did, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, where
with
Pedro Pascal, where
that movie's more known for the meme.
Yeah, where they're like sitting in the car because they've just done some substances. But he plays like, you know, obviously an exaggerated version of himself. I love when actors do that. So Emmett and Pedro Pascal's in it, but it's funny. It's a really good movie.
You know what else was not brought up? If you're going to give a little shout out to Nick Cage, he was great in World Trade Center. Very emotional movie, but he played a great role in that movie.
And he's playing Dracula.
Renfield. Oh, no. He's Dracula in Renfield, sorry.
In Renfield, and that comes out this year.
It's out now. That's what he's promoting.
Now?
That's what he's promoting.
Who? Where? Why? It comes out this weekend, though.
Scroll down a minute. I feel like I saw another movie that I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
So, look. Like Spot said, I think Spot nailed it. When Tom Hanks revealed his top movies,
we sort of agree.
It's often about the experience they had making it. A lot of artists, and that's they are thespians in this case, you know, they don't really go back and watch their work, and it's awkward for them sometimes. So they're going by the experience or how they felt doing it or the script. And, you know, a lot of times for us as the fan, as the viewer, we don't have that experience, so we just only know what we see. And a lot of these are like, you know, commercialized movies that we I never saw Pig.
What was the boxing?
That. Maybe it's great.
What was the boxing one where it was a murder at the boxing?
I'm trying to think of that one.
It could happen to you. With the lottery ticket, that was a good one.
What's the one spot where he could see the future?
That's Next. Next is a great movie with Jessica Biel.
Snake Eyes. So Joel,
I only brought it up to.
Oh, to exit out. But I will say the five that he named: Pig, Mandy, Bring Out the Dead, Bad Lieutenant, and Joe. The only one I know of his favorites is Bring Out the Dead.
Yeah.
So it just shows it's like a musician whose favorite song is not their hit. It's like an athlete when you say, what's your favorite moment in your sports career? And it's not the one you would think. Like, a lot of players are saying their highlight of their life was the World Baseball Classic, and we don't want to hear that. But like, was it a Trey Turner that said the World Baseball Classic was way more exciting than the World Series?
A lot of people were saying that.
Yeah, you don't want, I guess as like a Dodgers fan or now a Phillies fan, you're like, really, Trey Turner? But you can't tell someone what their truth is, what they're feeling. I just think Nick Cage's list is lame as hell.
And by the way, if you're new to Covino and Rich, I'm from Union, New Jersey. Rich is from Long Island. Spot's from New Jersey. We're from the East Coast. Danny G, you're from the West Side. Is Nicolas Cage known for being an L.A. fan? Because he's from Long Beach, I believe. He's from California. Is he an L.A. staple, pun intended?
I've seen the camera on him a couple of times at Laker games.
So, yeah, I know he's sports fan, but I can't picture him at all these Dodgers games or anything like that.
I think he does best, and again, I sound like I'm an agent or some movie producer. Hey, gold, baby, gold! I think Nick Cage is best in really unrealistic, hilarious action scenes like Face Off, Con Air, National Treasure. He does well in unrealistic action.
We're going to have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
The guy stole the Declaration of Independence. He stole another man's face. He was on a plane with criminals. Nick Cage is the king of unrealistic action.
And
don't tell me about these like artsy movies. No one gives a crap.
On a flash, somebody does. He does. Flashback Friday, we had the privilege of having Nicolas Cage on our show. Now, we've interviewed a ton of people.
Oh, Danny J, do you know this is Covino and Spot's one of their top five biggest fights of our 15 plus years together as a show?
I wasn't even going to talk about that, but Spot, you could tell that story. I remember, here's what I remember interviewing Nicolas Cage. He's so famous that, you're really not even listening to the guy. You're just looking at his famous face.
Yeah.
You're like, his face is so famous. Yeah. And then you hear that voice. Well, you hear this Nicolas Cage voice coming out of that head.
Covino, that's a great question.
And you're just like, his face is so famous. I'm not even listening
to
this guy.
Maybe five times in my life, I've talked to someone where it's hard to really talk to them because looking at their face. I felt that way. Not to name drop. He's in the news today. Did you see Arnold Schwarzenegger is filling up potholes in his neighborhood because L.A. and out here there's a lot of
lots of holes in my neighborhood
from the flooding of the rain and everything.
I'm filling them all.
We met Arnold and I remember the whole time I couldn't focus. I was just looking at his face like that's Arnold.
And it's so evident. By the way, we're about to take a break. If you really want to laugh, search Covino, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich. And Schwarzenegger. Google how to spell Schwarzenegger,
and then
search it on YouTube. You gotta watch Rich the whole time.
Watching Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Rich, you're just looking at Rich. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Rich is just another world.
Was it his eyebrows?
His eyebrows were like blowing in the wind, like unkempt eyebrows.
Why does he keep looking at my eyebrows?
This little girly man, why is he looking at me?
So, listen, coming up, we'll talk some NBA. We got two do-or-die games tonight. We'll talk some food fights and sports. We'll talk some music. But coming up, I do want Spot to tell the reason why Nick Cage was the cause of his biggest fight with Covino in our 15-year friendship and show. In for Dan Patrick, more Covino and Rich next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studios, in for Dan Patrick, in for Dan and the Danettes, our Danettes, Danny G, Danette G, of course,
Danette G.
Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich at Spot Center.
And Joel, who's mixing up with some Missy Elliott on a Friday.
It's always good to see Joel, and thank you guys for hanging out with us. Fox Sports Radio Nation, again, 877-99 on Fox. We're at Covino and Rich on social media. The show's always on there. It always continues there. Check our videos, say what's up, and remember to subscribe to our podcast. If you leave a nice review, by the way, you qualify for a bribery ball, a Nerf football, CNR on FSR football, and we'll be giving some away next hour.
I was just, I just got an alert on my phone. I'm like, who's at my door? I got all freaked out. Like, who's at my door? Like, my wife have some dude coming over. I'm at work. Then I realized, it's school time for the kids. Oh. Wait, you know when your schedule's off? I'm like, who's opening my door at 7:48 in the morning?
I thought it was another coyote in the neighborhood or missing pet. Those are the alerts we get out here in Los Angeles.
You know, Ring doorbells and neighborhood apps are different everywhere. You're right. We're talking to a national audience, but for some reason, out here in Los Angeles, does everyone lose their dog?
I think so.
Right. Like every day, it's like we're missing little waggles. It's like, close your freaking gate. Tell your pool guy or landscaper to, you know,
every day is the puppy who lost its way.
Or go
out there and find your dog.
Or a coyote alert in the neighborhood. Someone's all concerned because they saw a coyote that's going to eat little doggies.
Well, thank you guys again for hanging out with us. We still got Pete Rose to talk about. Wrapping up this Nicolas Cage story. You know, he's all over the place. I'm trying to find his rooting interest, to be honest. I think he's a Lakers guy.
He roots for vampires. Again, I
believe. He what?
Vampires.
Yes, he's got the vampire movie coming out. He announced his top three or top five movies, and they're movies that we never saw.
Oh, no. They're
unless
top
you're a
five.
Super Nicolas Cage fan.
To wrap that, Pig, Mandy, Bring Out the Dead, Bad Lieutenant, and Joe. How about Con Air, Face Off, Family Man, The Rock?
All great movies.
Kick Ass, Raising
Arizona.
If you haven't
seen them, maybe you watch some this weekend. Maybe you're going to watch his new movie. But again, I think he's a Lakers guy. I think he moved to New Orleans recently. Does he root for the Saints? I don't know. Anytime I'm in the Bahamas, they're always talking about Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no. He met with Zion recently. He's like, take your time.
Don't feel the pressure.
Yeah. By the way, as we talked about that a couple days ago right here on the DP show. And since then, I've seen multiple articles printed about how Zion, his whole career could be summed up by what we've seen the last week, right?
Oh,
he's doing
he's
doing reverse slam dunks and putting on a display pregame, but then he doesn't suit up for the game. And
it's bad look.
It just, you know, if he's going through some stuff, I get it, but don't be doing...
Well, we said
don't
regardless.
Be doing ridiculous pregame, you know,
we
shows.
Said regardless of what the reasoning is... Him not playing and his team losing would affect his legacy.
You got both home teams tonight, Danny G, or you think someone's going to pull an upset? Because it's do or die tonight, and the first game starts, what time, late this afternoon on the West Coast? We got...
It starts at Bulls 4 p.m. The West, and then the second game, 6:30
Bulls,
p.m.
Bulls could go off with LaVine if he stays hot.
Yo, he was hot the other night, so you're right. Bulls Heat, that starts at 7
o'clock.
Yeah,
what happened to Miami? My goodness.
Yeah. You know, the Heat are, I mean, the Bulls are two games under 500 in the regular season. So if they win, I mean, you're talking about an under 500 team in the playoffs. That always rubs me the wrong way when a losing team's in the postseason. It's like, yeah, you lost more than you won. I don't know. I think they wouldn't pose much of a threat to anyone in the East. So I'd rather see the Heat turn it up a little bit. And then the night game, that's going to be an interesting one. Thunder at the T-Wolves. We shall see what happens.
Yeah, Thunder, one
of Rich
the youngest.
Rich will be golfing with the wife on that one.
Yeah. Joel, if it's more than 15 or 20, I'm just going to check out. I'll watch Jury Duty with James Marsden.
Maybe he's got a softball game tonight. You got a softball game tonight?
We've talked about the OKC Thunder on our afternoon show for a couple weeks going into the playoffs. We thought that they were one of the fun, you know, more fun young teams to watch in the NBA.
Yeah.
They've been proving it on the court.
And Spot, you just like to say Thunder Wolves tonight, right?
Thunder Wolves.
Thunder Wolves. At 6:30 out here on the West Coast. So
watch
out
for the Thunder Wolves.
NBA, yeah, that's on my neighborhood app. Be careful, this Thunder
Wolves.
Isn't
that Thunder Wolves?
Isn't that an XFL team?
Thunder Wolves.
Yeah, you know.
Yep. And is
the Birmingham Thunder Wolves.
Do you think Anthony Edwards will shake off that bad game against the Lakers and show up for our boss and his favorite team tonight?
Yo, Danny G, Anthony Edwards. Funny, because I remember before that game, you and I were looking at the prop bets when the Lakers beat the Wolves a couple days ago. It was like Anthony Edwards over or under 28 or something points. Like, yo, he didn't show up, huh? That was not a good look for Anthony Edwards the other night. But hey, tonight, it's a whole new game.
I think he's injured, though. Isn't the shoulder really messed up? Because he didn't even really attempt really anything.
Yeah, he had 9 points. He was 0-for-9 from three-point range the other night. So, hey, maybe he rebounds tonight, pun intended, and we'll check it out. All right, what do we learn so far today?
Well,
Nick Cage has a bad gauge of his own movies. Kavino watches games when
Nick
they're...
bad gauge Cage.
when it's a blowout, Kavino will still watch. But we still have a lot to get to.
And what did you learn this week? That's what... might get you a Nerf football.
I'll start taking those calls. Yeah,
Danny will start taking the calls. Yeah, hit us up now. Let us know what you learned this week as we filled in for DP. 877-99 on Fox.
Free Nerf football.
You brought up Pete Rose, who celebrates his 82nd birthday today.
Today is Pete Rose's 82nd. Tomorrow is... the anniversary of when Jackie Robinson broke into the MLB.
That's cool.
So something to keep in mind tomorrow, yeah. Pete Rose, legend.
Here's
the
thing.
Is it time? You know what? There's an expression that drives me berserk, and I'm going to use it right now. You might not have heard it yet, but you're going to after I say it. It's called the awareness theory. That's what I call it. Now that I say it, you're going to hear it everywhere, and you're going to say, oh.
Is it like a TikTok, Instagram phrase that kids are saying?
You know when people say, like, he's my favorite human or something like that, and it just becomes a thing and you want to choke that person?
Yeah, of course.
Give him his flowers give them their flowers is the expression that I hear all the time. And I'm like, shut up with that. But I do think we need to give Pete Rose his flowers.
As your daughter would say.
She doesn't say that.
Give him his flowers.
She says, it's not that deep, Dad.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not that deep.
I don't want Pete Rose to get into the Hall of Fame when he's dead. How about we pay tribute to the guy while he's alive?
You don't want to give him his flowers when he's in his grave.
Are we not over this? I have a whole theory on why Pete Rose needs to be in, and we'll get to that on his birthday next right here on CNR. In for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.